you are turning your stones to bread. You always go to the highest bidder. It's called turning your stones to bread. Yes, that is for you, is the highest bidder every time you are turning your stones to bread. That's how you know. That's how you know that you are falling for his temptation. Anything you want, two people say that, okay, maybe you give a kind of service. Maybe you are an MC, you are a preacher, yes, a preacher. Who is inviting you? These guys? Where? Otrupo? For what? The other guys? Olayinka, where? Or Port Harcourt? All right, put that one. Let's check that one. Abuja? Okay, put that one. Ah, London. Ah, that's good. We should check. Who are these people? You said Anyongba. Where is Anyongba? All you are thinking of course, if you don't know where Anyongba is, I mean, it's okay, right? You may not know where Anyongba is, but what I mean is, all you are thinking is, where is Anyongba? How many of them are there? Did they give? Yeah, no, this is... Once you start doing like that, just know you are turning your stones to what? To bread. You are turning your stones to bread. That's what you are doing. That's what you are doing. It's not only preachers or businessmen, do it too. As I see people that anything that's making money, they are jumping for it. It's not the will of God. You should know where your gift is. You should know where your calling is. And your primary assignment in those is to be a blessing to people, not to make money for yourself. As a businessman, once I make money, money is added. What did I call it? Added. Go and read the story by Henry Ford again. It's a beautiful story. My Life and Work, Henry Ford. He'll tell you how you see the man became extremely rich, maybe amongst the top 5 richest men in the world at that time, maybe. I'm not very sure of his position. But go and check his mindset. Go and check his mentality. He was waxing richer while trying to make other people rich. He just kept on waxing richer. So how many cars are we selling? 1,000. Is that all the number of people that need cars in this country? Why are we selling only 1,000? We have to be able to reduce our cost of production so we can drop the prices. More people need to drive this thing. And that was his mindset. He kept on getting richer and richer. There is he that scattereth, yet increases. It's a spiritual principle. You know, the Lord is good. I want to stop my message now. And this message has not yet talked about what I wanted to talk about. Because I wanted to talk about the fact that as part of this, our lifestyle of Christianity is speaking according to the word of God constantly is what actually rebukes the devil all the time and keeps him at bay. But this issue of the work of Christianity just keeps on coming to my mind. And I believe that God wants to help some people here today with it. So that's why I had to stay with it. I had to stick with it, continue teaching it. And I've left the main thing I had in mind before, all right, unsaid. But we'll say it again, all right? I wish I had finished that one today, but apparently I will not finish. I wouldn't even get down to the Ephesians chapter 6 that we read. Last time we ended reading it. I wanted to start talking about it. Time ran out. We'll do it again next time, all right? You know, like I keep on saying, that's why we keep coming back. I hope you are blessed today. I hope you learn something. That's what's most important. The devil will not get you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He can't. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Let's rise to our feet quickly. Let's share the word of God in confessions. I ended up talking today about that the walk of Christianity. Well, I believe somebody was blessed. That's what Christianity is. The world shouldn't tell us how to live. We never turn our stones to bread. Primary thing is to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, pleasing him in all respects, and bearing fruit in every good work. Let's just repeat this. I'm not saying repeat it after me, I just want to say it again. If you are a member of a cult, yes, say amen.
Amen.
Right. Christianity is a cult also. Yes, it is. Just that it's not a kind of cult that people hide. I want everybody's welcome. There are mysteries, all right? This is what they call a mysterion. It's a cult you are initiated. All right, by learning some mysteries. Okay? That's what it is. And we also have our own incantations. If you're a blood drinker, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. We drink the blood of Jesus Christ. Except to eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have no life in you. If you have eaten his flesh, say amen.
Amen.
If you have drank his blood, say amen.
Amen.
We tell you that witches are sucking blood. You suck some of this dirty blood. You get sick. The witches are spiritually sick. You can't be sucking the blood of unbelievers and you think you'll be normal. You have a real problem. The Lord is good. But when you drink the precious blood of Jesus Christ, what it does is to impart life into you. Remove every dead thing that is inside you. Remove every curse that your life ever had. Give you a new life. That's what it does. When you eat that flesh, all right, that was broken for you, you know what happens? All your diseases are healed. You are made whole from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And that's why we eat his blood, eat flesh and drink his blood. In this our cult, we eat things also. And we have incantations. We have what?
Incantations.
If you go and read, especially the book of Psalms, it's the book of the incantations of the Lord. Yeah, that's what it is. Just now we read from the book of Isaiah chapter 8. He said, guard that boy, you'll be shattered. You know, it's not a movie. It's not a, ooh, did you hear that? Is it the rhyme? My God, it's in your rhyme. That is a bomb, amen? It's not rhyme. It's not rhyme. It's a commandment. It's an instruction. It's a releasing to the realm of the spirit. That's what it is. When you see, the Lord is my shepherd. It's not nursery school rhyme. Everybody say after me, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. No, that's not what it is. It's an instruction for your life. Are you getting my point? Yeah, you are telling your life how to respond. When you say, I shall not want, it's not like even though I'm wanting, I'm just not wanting. No, it means I shall not want. It will not happen that I will be in a situation where I need certain things and I will not have them to meet that need. That's what it means. And you are saying it ahead of time. Like I say all the time, your words don't describe your experiences. You understand what I'm saying? They don't describe your past. They create your future. That's what they do. They create an experience for you. Let's never forget that. Listen, let me just say this one to you. Never, don't let any day pass and you don't do some occultic activities. It's not good. You wake up in the morning. Sweetheart, I have an appointment. Oh, you've collected your keys. Zoom. Meet this person. Come back home and I'm so tired, you sleep. It's not good. Even if you're in a human cult, they will soon expel you. And you wake up in the morning. As you are entering the bathroom, you are declaring, no good thing will live with you from them that walk uprightly. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, because you're a businessman, whatever you do, like indeed, people do gather against you, but not all those witches gathering in the village. Political gathering. You know, it's occurring right now. And God has called you and said, you are going to be a governor. Don't go and, you know, in fact, you know, something happened yesterday. I don't know whether you read in the papers. They found a place where human beings were being kidnapped, kept, and their parts being sold. Don't research things and just say, oh, this is bad. No, this is not. In this country, what's government doing? You know the government in that place? Who can identify the government? It's you. Look at government standing all over this place. This is government. What did I say? Do it now. As soon as I read that thing, I fired a prayer request to all my brethren on a chat group. I forwarded the link. Guys, read this and let's do something about it. See the kind of words I uttered. If you're a sinner, you're for fear. I said, God, let the only peace they will have be in repentance and in faith in Christ Jesus. Otherwise, run them mad at midday. If you have not listened to the Bible on CD, Deuteronomy 28, I was telling Israel today, when Moses was telling them what God will do to them, go and read it for those wicked people. He said, the sight you will see will run you mad. I said, Moses. When I, you know, they rescued 23 living people who were almost dead, chained to the walls. They didn't do anything. They were walking on the road. Somebody stole them. And we keep them until they need their body parts. I said, no. I said, whoever patronized them, if he's in government office, if he's in any powerful place, say, God, in the name of Jesus, dethrone him.
Amen.
That's my prayer. That's my prayer. Now, why I even remember it is because, you see, somebody now said that, Election is coming. That's where I'm going. The verse says, oh, election is coming. That is the cause of all of this. The election is coming. That the politicians have started strategizing, sacrificing. Oh, I pray Christians will join politics. This is a good note. You know, that's a place to display power. Are you getting my point? Hey, it's a good place to display power. When men have, the night all of them go to sacrifice, make sure that night you sleep. Don't pray. There's a kind of prayer you pray, even the devil knows you are afraid. So when they've all gone, if you are aware they've all gone to Okija shrine, that night, you know what you do? You sleep. Sleep. Are you getting my point? Sleep. Sleep well. Sleep well. Sleep properly. Don't wake up to pray for anything. If you wake up at night, go and get yourself a fat drink, you know. Drink and go back to sleep. Amen. And you wake up in the morning, wake up very late, yawn, and then open the scripture. Ooh. Say, be broken, O peoples, and be shattered. And give ear, O remote places of the earth. Gird yourselves, yet be shattered. Gird yourselves, yet be shattered. Devise a plan, but it will be thwarted. State a proposal, but it will not stand, for God is with me. Just state that. Take your bath, dress up, start your car, and start driving.
I'll be glad in it. I've been glad in it. This is the day.
If anybody calls and say, I heard that they had a night meeting yesterday. He said, let them gather. They will be scattered. That's how to join call to all these small queer calls. They never see nothing. This is the book of the incantations of the Lord. Any man that wants to live long will leave you alone. Are you getting my point? And please don't be ashamed of it. The other said, when they're having discussion, say, what are we going to do? He said, we are going to pray about them. Don't be ashamed of it. You declare it loudly. They say, okay, we want to start a political meeting. Say, then I say, who's going to pray? You're a volunteer. Say, Father, we thank you for this country because it is moving forward. All the enemies of progress, let them gather, but they will be scattered. Let them arm themselves, but yet, Lord, they will be shattered. All their proposals, none will stand in the name of Jesus, because God is with this nation. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Those who have descending spirits, we leave that meeting. The opponents. Everybody just shout amen. They won't know that you have released danger into the atmosphere. I said to you last time, let me say it again. In the realm of the spirit, the angels always have to collect swords when they are going for battle. And the sword of the realm of the spirit are words. Do you understand my point? And the one that the Christian uses is what the Bible calls the word of God. We don't state the word of desire. Lord, this is my desire. He will grant it. He will grant it. In the name of Jesus, He will grant it. He grant it. Oh, He will grant it. He will grant it. That's not the word of God. Go away. I say, you don't know anybody and you think you can get that job. You don't just say, hey, what shall we do now? That's satanic talk. Worldly talk. How do you answer? Promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. God is judge. He brings down one and He lifts up another. If God is with me, then I am getting everything that belongs to me. It's not to make you feel good. The angel said, give me something, I won't go fight. You just issued out weapons. You hear what I said? You just did what? You issued out weapons. That's what you just did. You issued out weapons. Said, go and I remember I read a story by Roland Bock. He said one day, God gave him a series of visions about angels. He said one day he saw some angels. They were, you know, they were pacing up and down. Something's happened. So when he woke up, he told the angel, what's going on? He said, we have come to do warfare for your finances. And I never forgot that thing. That the angel said, we have come to do warfare for your finance, that we have to fight to set you free from lack. I said, wow. So it's not just that God just supplies, the angels do warfare for your finances. And I'm saying to you again, They don't just do warfare like that. Why did they come to you? They say, do you have any weapons in the house we can use? Didn't you bring from heaven? They don't stock them in heaven anymore. He said, take on the whole armor of God. It's in your wardrobe. Take on the... So which one are you giving us? He said, okay, very good. Very good. There's one very nice one. It walks every angle. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. They say, thank you. They take that one. It's a sword. It's not a nursery rhyme. It's a sword. God is able to make all grace abound towards me. I will have all sufficiency in all things, and I will abound to every good work. Another angel grabs it. Thank you. One angel says, okay, where my own? He said, where's my own? He said, which one do I give you? Behold, he causes prosperity to flow towards me like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. So, God, thank you. Give me the best one. Thank you. Yes, it's sword. That's how it is. Therefore, everybody say, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
Say it again. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
Say, the Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
The Lord is with me.
The Lord is with
therefore,
me.
Lack is scattered from me.
Therefore, lack is scattered from me.
Therefore, fear is scattered from me.
Say, the Lord is with me.
Therefore, every opposition is dissolved. Opposition towards my destiny. It is dissolved. In the name of Jesus. Say it again. The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, I am not afraid of anything. Say this, say, he makes all grace abound towards me.
He makes all grace abound towards me.
I have all sufficiency in all things.
And
I abound to every good work. Say, behold.
Behold.
He causes prosperity to flow towards me like a river.
He causes prosperity to flow towards me like a river.
And the wealth of the nations.
Like an overflowing stream.
I want to say this. If you're a businessman, everybody say this, but if you're a businessman, you're an investor, you like to do new things, break into new realms, as we are saying, I want you to particularly note this. All right? Say this. I can take giants.
I can take giants.
I can take the promised land.
I can take the promised land.
That is very powerful. Sometimes I've heard people complain before. How come Dangote is the only one importing sugar? If you want to import sugar, I say to you, you can do it.
Amen.
Listen, when you talk about giants, what he was saying, I like the way he said it about Caleb. He said the name of that place before used to be called Kiriath Arba, because Arba was the greatest of the giants. But now, the new name is Hebron. Because Caleb went there and killed all the descendants of Kiriath Arba and renamed the place Hebron. Do you understand my point? There is no business you can't challenge the giants that are there. There is. You think it is a stone that knocked Goliath down. It wasn't a stone. It was obedience. You understand my point? Try. Believe God. So when he hauled the stone, the angel just did like, as soon as he reached there, the angel pushed it in. Look, this day, come on, stupid Dan. Die, my friend. Die there. David, yeah, come and cut off his head. You will cut off giant's head in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, you will cut off gigantic heads in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Never be afraid. If you need to take, this will sound funny. If it is necessary for you to take Apple head on, the most capitalized company in the world, you can do it.
Amen.
Let me say something to you as a believer. If you want to die early, do what I want to say. If you want God to punish you, do this thing I'm about to say. If you want God to specially destroy the work of your hands, do this thing I'm about to say. Turn away from a challenge because of the people on the opposite side. There are things God doesn't take jokingly. Hey, I want to do this kind of thing. These people are already doing it. They are big. They will never allow you. God will say, He will send people to go and warn you two or three times. If you don't listen, there is nothing you will do after that day in your life that will succeed. Go and check the time that God said, these people have ganged up against me. What did they say? They said, there are giants in the land we can't enter. That's all they said, though. There are giants there. We can't enter. Enter now. No, there's no need. Guys, let's go back to Egypt. Let's get rid of this Moses and all the idiots that believe in him. Let's look for us a new leader that will lead us back to Egypt. God said, these people have ganged up against me. There was no prayer Moses could pray. God said, every single one of them will perish in the wilderness. Said, I have sworn that one. That one I swear. There is no one that was an adult that was present that day that will not die in this wilderness. Let me warn you as a Christian. Never turn back from any challenge because of you think the opposition is big. God said, go and be a local government chairman. Say, those people are thugs. Oh boy. Nothing you do after that will succeed. Because then that point you say, hey, you don't know this politician. They're very dangerous people. God said, who is more dangerous? PDP or me? Yeah, that's what God is saying. Who is more dangerous? You understand? God said, you want to see danger. I am a consuming fire. I burn complete, turn people to ashes. You know, there are some things, you know, assuming that you are in your office, you are the big boss. You tell somebody who's far below, you say, I don't want this thing done. So he says, yes, sir. Then an inferior boss now comes. You understand? And he says, do this. You know, when you come back and the thing has been done, you tell the person, I thought I said nobody should do this. Say, yes, sir. But this other guy said we should do it. You know, the first thing that comes to your mind is that, who is the bigger guy here? Are you getting my point? Your main anger is not whether you were disobeyed. It's that the hierarchy was misunderstood. You fire that guy, not just for disobedience, but for misunderstanding who the real boss is. And the other boss, except he comes to say sorry, you demote him. You get my point? You rearrange him. Tell everybody else. Anybody else is in doubt of who's in charge? You know, sir. All correct, sir. You are in charge, sir. And that is what happened. He said they are dangerous because they, who's more dangerous? The word that the Bible uses to describe God is the word terrible. Yes. Let me say it to you again. Never draw back from any challenge because of the opposition. You do that, you are specially annoying God. You see, the children of Ephraim, they said, that were armed. And the day of battle, they turned back. Therefore, they broke my covenant. If you get up in the morning and say, I don't know what exactly I'm supposed to do, you are forgiven. If you get up in the morning and say, hey, does God want me to do this? I'm not even sure. Or just wake up in the morning, I'm just lazy. You know, I'm a lazy person. I don't want to get up today. You are still forgiven. But you wake up, you know what to do. Then you say to God, I can't do it. The enemies are too strong. Oh, boy. It may sound like theology. I don't know. I just feel like that word is for a businessman. It's for a businesswoman who's listening to me this evening. God says, see, you've been running around for the last 2 years, refusing to move forward. You know where you are supposed to move to. But you are trying to say that the people there are too powerful. And that's why I have grounded you totally. And that ground, is it grinding of you or grounding of you? Whatever. That thing is not, I'm not going to be patient for forever. Now, move up from that place. You have circled this mountain here long enough, said to Moses. It's time to turn northward. I say to you again tonight, it is time for you to turn northward. In fact, I feel like that's why I've been preaching all kinds of messages today, not focusing on my main dealing with the devil. Because a few people came in here, they have just been stagnated. And what is the stagnation? The world is teaching them how to run their lives. When they're supposed to take up a challenge, they refuse. Why? The opposition is too strong. If we invest money, let's just take a job and forget this business. Because, you know, who are your opponents? Are the Dangotes, the Otedolas? You know, these are big men. You cannot stand up against these people. But like a friend of mine said once, you know, this movie market, the marketers, they control it. There are things you never say. You know what I said? There are things you should never say. You should arm yourself. You know, the angels are walking around weaponless. And the demons know they don't have weapons. They'll be running riot anyhow. Like they say in Yoruba, Olayinka. I seen the logo. That when the cat is not around, you know the mouse starts running all over the place. The mice will come, carry your remote, change channel. That is what happens. When the people of God don't arm the angels of God, that's what happens. The demons are running recklessly. The children of God are not making progress. Not because they are not working hard, but because they are not arming the people that God sent to go and work on their behalf. Physical work won't attain much for you except the spiritual labor going on your behalf. He said, are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation? If you are the heir of God's salvation, say amen.
Amen.
And I give a word again today. Your angel say, listen, move and give us the weapons. Say it again in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I can run through a troop.
I can run through a troop.
I can leap over a wall.
I can leap over a wall.
I can claim my promised land.
I can claim my promised land.
I can behead the giants.
I can behead the giants.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we give you thanks for your word. Your word is good. Thank you for it. Doors will open for us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As you stretch your hand towards that door, it will open in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All God is saying, stretch your hand. As your hand is coming towards it, it will give in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why? Because grace is with you. Say it, grace is with me.
Grace is with me.
Grace is with me.
Grace is with me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Quickly, let's share the grace as we close. Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We walk above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus. Last line, one more time. This is my season of fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus. Go out and claim your fruitfulness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Cheer up, brethren.